From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
One of the U.S.'s major exports is education.
Yep, technically, international students purchasing U.S. education and coming here to study count as exports. They contribute almost $31 billion a year to the U.S. economy. There are a million of them enrolled in colleges across the U.S. But colleges are now reporting a drop in applications from other countries, citing the uncertainty around the Trump administration's travel and immigration policies. Some schools are taking steps to reassure students who are already here. From the Marketplace's education desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
Indiana State University in Terre Haute is typically pretty deserted during spring break. But on a cold afternoon earlier this month, several dozen international students gathered for lunch on campus.
I feel for you and the fact that you're here at Indiana State University and not in a warmer climate.
Chris McGrew is director of the Center for Global Engagement, which oversees the university's international programs. He, along with staff from Student Affairs and Public Safety and Admissions, hosted this lunch to answer students' questions and make them feel welcome.
It was designed to be just a conversation, to send the message that, hey, we're thinking about you, we care about what's going on, so how you doing kind of thing.
As the number of international students has grown on college campuses, it's become more common to keep a dorm open and some services running during breaks for students who can't easily go home. But this year, ISU encouraged its international students not to travel outside the country.
We don't want a student to be caught up in something at the border and not be able to return and finish classes.
Mustafa Mustafa is a 21-year-old junior studying marketing. He comes from one of the six majority Muslim countries affected by the Trump administration's latest travel ban. For his own protection, he didn't want to say which one.
The jokes of you are getting deported start popping up more and more, and they are usually followed with, oh, I'm just joking. But I feel like to all jokes, there is a hint of truth in them.
Mustafa no longer plans to return home this summer for fear of not being able to come back. He also worries his family won't be able to come see him graduate next year.
They had helped me throughout my whole time here, and them not being here to see me walk across the stage was the most hurtful and scariest part of it all.
Peggy Blumenthal with the Institute for International Education says other colleges have set up hotlines and special counseling sessions or offer legal help.
They're also working with faculty and domestic students to make sure that they go out of their way to make these students feel comfortable.
In a recent survey, almost 40% of colleges reported a drop in international applications. Colleges rely on those students not just for diversity, but for the full tuition they often bring. Schools have also taken the marketing to Twitter with the hashtag #YouAreWelcomeHere. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.